So for the diagnosis, we see the signs and symptoms. In the cases of open-angle glaucoma, there is a painless eye and a gradual loss of vision, while in the cases of closed-angle glaucoma, there is painful loss of vision with fixed mid-sized pupils. In the history, we see that in the cases of primary open-angle glaucoma, there is gradual reduction in the peripheral vision, or there is night blindness, and the cases are usually bilateral and painless. While in the cases of angle closure glaucoma, there is deep eye pain, which is very severe, and there is ipsilateral headache also. Nausea and vomiting could be there as well. There is also a decrease in visual acuity, which is often described as visual clouding, also with halos surrounding light sources. And one thing that could be misleading is abdominal pain. So if you see a patient with abdominal pain and eye pain and headache, do not be confused and go straight for the eye exam. Concurrent exposure to dimly lit environments such as movie theaters is there, and precipitating medications could be there as well. There is a wide class of drugs. There could be mydriatic agents like scopolamine and atropine, or sympathomimetics like pseudoephedrine or albuterol, or antihistamines like Benadryl and Antivert, or antipsychotics like Haldol, and phenothiazines like Compazine and Phenergan, or tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil, and even sulfonamides like topiramate. That's it for today. Signing off.